We reported that the Air Force is looking to add enlisted men and women to its aircraft crews. Well, the Air Force is also rethinking the way its forces are organized. Chief of Staff General David Goldfein directs three new task forces to assess the Air Force of the future. One task force focuses on the makeup of Air Force squadrons. We get more now from Federal News Radio Scott Massioni.
The Air Force is trying to prepare its force for the 21st century, and when the makeup of basic units hasn't changed in the last half century, that seems like a good place to start. Air Force Chief of Staff General David Goldfein says that's exactly what he wants to look into. Goldfein says the Air Force squadrons need to change to adapt to new threats. Violent extremism isn't the only threat the Air Force is dealing with. It has China, Russia, and cyber attacks to deal with as well. So Goldfein's creating a task force to look into the squadrons over the next 4 years to decide how they should be best structured. Here's Goldfein speaking at an Air Force Association event at National Harbor, Maryland. He's talking about squadrons and the unit manning documents, or UMDs, which instruct them.
So we're going to take a look at squadrons. And oh, by the way, if you take a look at the UMD and ask yourself the question, what does it look like today in terms of the total amount of time mission planning required for the weapon systems that we have today? And the average F-16 Block 50 is 15 hours. So if you see those trend lines and you ask yourself, well, what does a UMD look like now for a squadron versus Baron based on all the change? And the answer is, we actually have not changed it in over 50 years. So when we talk about revitalizing squadrons, we're actually not talking about taking manpower and money and throwing it at this issue. Quite frankly, we don't have it. This is to step back and ask ourselves the fundamental question, what does a 21st century squadron need to look like? I think it looks different. I think there may be a civilian military mix to it. I think we may want to leverage the great gift of General Welsh and Secretary James and Chief Cody, which is that we have one Air Force with three components that are joined at the hip. And we ought to look at that and take a look at that at the squadron level and see if there's a different mix that we ought to look at. And we ought to redefine what a 21st century squadron looks like to do the missions of the 21st century.
What those squadrons will look like still remains to be seen. Goldfein says he's leaving the work to the task force. Here's Goldfein speaking with reporters after his speech about the future makeup of the squadrons.
Yeah, I don't know yet. And I'll tell you honestly, because if I start as the chief, giving everyone the how and the what, it will actually immediately limit the creativity that the Secretary and I are looking for. So what I've laid out for you is the why, and I need the team to come back and give us the details on what they think the how and the what should be, because I truly believe what will happen is it will be different for each squadron, slightly different. There will be some missions that will be optimized for a Guard, Reserve, civilian mix, and there are others that won't be. And so if we try to attack this entire animal all at once, the chances are it may become too big. And so the way I've asked the team to look at it is more of a sequential. Let's find out those squadrons that we can look at first and create some success to build the momentum to create further success as we move this forward. But beyond that, in terms of details, I have some ideas in my head. I'm intentionally not sharing them so that the team can get creative for us.
Squadrons aren't the only thing the Air Force is looking into, though. Goldfein's standing up a total of three different task forces, all with different focus areas. One of the task forces will focus on joint leaders in the Air Force. According to Goldfein, the Air Force is a cohesive force for the military in terms of jointness. The Army and the Air Force need to be joined for conflicts with Russia, and the Air Force and the Navy need to be connected for the Pacific. Goldfein says the air component is essential to every campaign, and so strong leaders are a must. Airmen are currently staying too long in technical career fields because it takes them longer to get to the point of becoming instructors. That comes at a cost of joint training, though. The second task force will look into how to make joint training more ubiquitous in the Air Force. The task force will also look into how the Air Force presents forces to the combatant commanders. Here's Goldfein again.
I'm a bit concerned that over time, over the last 15 years, we have migrated into sending too many single airmen into combat for their first time. And while we will never be the service that says, if you want an airman, you get an entire squadron, because that's not what the nation needs, we have to be more flexible than that. I think the pendulum perhaps has swung a little bit too much to sending individual airmen into combat. And what happens when you send an individual airman into combat is that single airman has got to go through all the process and procedures to get themselves into the theater, join a team there, build the lexicon of the joint community that are joining. And we do that very well and very quickly. But I'm concerned that now I'm in combat. I have a significant experience, a combat experience, and then I come home and I'm back from my team into an individual airman. And I come home and the question I've asked is, who do I talk to? Who do I share my experiences with? Who can relate to what I've just gone through? So under the leadership of General Carlisle, we're going to take a look at getting back into the business of deploying his teams. Now, I don't know what that team size looks like. It may be just three. But it'll have an established team lead, and that team lead will be responsible for making sure that team is organized, trained, equipped. It will deploy together, it will employ together, and perhaps the most important thing is it will redeploy and will reintegrate together.
The third task force will focus on intelligence, surveillance, and reconnaissance. It will focus on fusing information from sensors to keep the military ahead of its adversaries. The task force sounds almost like a way to operationalize the Defense Department's third offset strategy. It's a way to bring together sensor, machine, and information architectures in new ways. But still, it might be a while before we hear anything from these task forces. Here's Goldfein again to explain.
Yeah, we're actually going to go slow to go fast, because these are each four-year efforts. They're each significant in scope and scale, and each of them are going to require a partnership across, the joint force. It's across the major commands. It's across with our allies, with our intersea partners. So each of these is a pretty significant effort. So when I say we're going to go slow to go fast, I've actually resisted forward movement until we actually have a written plan that's written and presented to me and the staff and the leaders by the task force lead. So those task force leads have been put in place. They're now assembling their team to ensure that it's appropriately inclusive. That team will write the plan. That plan will be approved, and part of that plan will be a calendar-based model that says we have to hit these key milestones and measure these things along the way so we know if we're achieving our objectives. And so we're not ready to actually move out on that until we see the plan come back. And I'm not expecting on just the first task force alone, squadron revitalization, I don't expect to get moving until 1 January.
In Washington, Scott Massioni, federalnewsradio.com and 1500 AM.
Share the story with colleagues. Go to federalnewsradio.com/federaldrive and click share with friends.